If you had to narrow it down to just one critical component that is the key to cultivating the next generation of leaders, what would you say it is?
Well, Dave, you know, a lot of times, I teach in a Christian school, and a lot of times, you know, Christian schools get faulted for not training, you know, better or producing more leaders in our country. But Dave, really, over the 33 years that I've taught, the one component that really is the contributing factor to building leadership is the home. The homes that these kids come from. Let me illustrate what I mean. I've had two students in the last 33 years who have worked for very famous congressmen. I had a girl at the first Christian school I taught at to work for Jim DeMint when he was a state senator from South Carolina, and then when he became a U.S. senator representing South Carolina, she went with him to Washington. I had a student just a couple years ago who, and still does to this day, works for Mark Meadows. Of course, Mark Meadows is very well known now because of his stand, you know, against the health care bill that was pushed, you know, promoted, and it just wasn't conservative enough. And this young man still works for Congressman Meadows. And both of those students, Dave, came from homes where the parents had their kids, you know, actively involved. Now, we at the school, you know, where I teach, we do everything we can to keep the kids informed. And maybe the next segment I can tell you about some of the things we do there at the school to get the kids actively involved in the political scene and understanding how our government works, from having some fairly well-known congressmen, political figures come to our school, speak to the kids. We do that, but Dave, the one component is the home, where parents have to be involved themselves, and the students, the kids, have to see it's important to mom and dad, and then it will become important to them. Dave, you know the political scene was important to our parents, and that's probably why we're involved in it today.